Time for us to check sports here on Robin Hood Radio. And we'll start off with the NFL as they had a game last night. And it was a barn burner. The Bengals kept on winning. The Jaguars are playing good, just not good enough to get a win. Cincinnati defeated Jacksonville by a score of 24-21 last night. Games coming up this Sunday. The Titans are at the Jets. The Chiefs are at the Eagles. The Panthers are at the Cowboys. The Giants are at the Saints. And the Browns are at the Vikings. The Lions are at the Bears. The Texans at the Bills. The Colts at the Dolphins. Washington at the Falcons. Seahawks at the 49ers. Cardinals at the Rams. Steelers at the Packers. The Ravens at the Broncos. And then, of course, on Sunday night, the Buccaneers against the Patriots. Monday night football will be the Raiders against the Chargers. All right? All right. Well, what an interesting night for the New York Yankees last night and for Mr. Judge.
That one is driven out to deep center field. Going back, Springer, turning, looking, see ya. Oh, what a shot by Judge. The Yankees lead 1-0.
Huge home run. It's 38th of the year.
That is up in the restaurant. The soup of the day served to you by Aaron Judge about 455 feet away.
Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton have pretty much put this team on their backs. That one is driven out to center field and deep. Going back, Springer on the track, looking up, see ya! Another home run for Judge. He's laying down the law in a pennant race, and the Yankees lead 3-2.
Look at a 3-2 lead on the scoreboard. Another no-doubter out over the plate, pretty much the same pitch that he hit earlier in the game.
Amazing. He is, you know, he has played consistently for them all year long. And what can you say about it? I mean, he's been there all year long. He's batting around 290, 38 home runs, 90-some RBIs, and even Stanton now in the last month has over 90 RBIs, and I think he has 30-some-odd home runs. You know, the Yankees have been disappointing all year long, up and down, and I said that. And at times they look like they're a last-place team. At times they look like they're a championship team. The only sad thing I have to say is that they have yet to put it together for a long, long period of time, and they're going to have to put it together. If they're going to do anything, they're going to have to put together, keep this run together. All right, so the Yankees now, as we look at things, by the way, the Braves clinched last night their fourth division title in a row. But let's take a look once again at the wild card standings. In the American League, the Yankees have a two-game lead over the Red Sox and a two-game lead over Seattle and a three-game lead over Toronto and a four-game lead over Oakland. The Red Sox and Seattle are tied, battling for that second wild card position, and they both have a one-game lead over Toronto. Over in the National League, things are all worked out. San Francisco, Milwaukee, and Atlanta, the Dodgers, and St. Louis are the wild card teams as things stand right now in Major League Baseball. And folks, I can pass along to you good news for the Mets. The Mets won their final game of the season yesterday as the Mets defeated the Mariners 12-3. By the way, the Red Sox lost to the Orioles 6-2. The Orioles creating quite a pain in the rear end this last couple of weeks of the season. And the Astros beat the Tampa Bay Rays. So that is the way everything breaks down for sports and for baseball and for football. But like I said, it's been a disappointing season for me for the Yankees. They went on some very great hot streaks, and then just you can't explain, all of a sudden, it's like they're the worst team in baseball, and they'll lose 5-7 games in a row, and then they'll win 10 games in a row, then they'll lose 5-7 games in a row. I think now they're 9-1 in their last 10 games, and well, They have three games less this season, I think, all against Tampa Bay, all at home at Yankee Stadium. So at least the Yankees fans have something to cheer about. The poor Mets, so many injuries to the pitching staff. It's just sad what happened to their season. But what's the cry that us Giant and Ranger fans always have? Giants in football, Rangers in hockey. We'll get them next year. Next year's the one. Next year's the one, I'm telling you. All right, that's a check on sports. We'll have Don Morrison's commentary and then Pat Pagano in just a few minutes here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.